people of Derry are extremely disappointed, but we are extremely proud of the fact that the families have done this, have managed to get a British soldier in court, and actually to have some measure of accountability, even though it's not the verdict that anybody wanted. I think it is a testament to the fact, the tenacity of the families, to the determination of the families, and to their will to actually getting truth and justice for their loved ones.
From your point of view, what now?
We will take our lead very much from the family, but I mean, even from what the judge said today, there are clearly perjury cases to be answered by some of the other British soldiers on the day. But I think that in terms of next steps, firstly, it's taking account of what has already happened, of the fact that the families have campaigned for 53 years for truth and justice. They've had that denied to them at every opportunity. They've had to fight for everything they've got. But what is extremely clear is that those who are culpable are the British soldiers who murdered civilians on the streets of Derry that day. But they are also the British Army generals who ordered their executions, and also the successive British governments who covered up their murders for so many years. The next steps will be determined by the families. We will stand absolutely with them and behind them in whatever they decide to do next.